Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here we go. We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm glad you're here. Susan Steinbrecher is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. And she's an internationally acclaimed businesswoman. She is an executive coach extraordinaire. She is president and CEO of Steinbrecher & Associates, which is a management consulting firm. She is a co-author, along with Joel Bennett, of Heart-Centered Leadership, An Invitation to Lead from the Inside Out. Heart-Centered Leadership. I think this is a book whose time has come, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully you'll hear some of the things Susan says, and you'll recognize some of them, because some of the things that she says are things that I've been talking to you about, too. That's one of the reasons why we wanted to get her on the show. Susan Steinbrecher, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Susan, one of the things that I've been talking about, and I'm glad you and Joel wrote this book, because it's very important. I've been talking about some of the differences between the way Main Street operates and the way Wall Street operates.
Right.
And I've been saying, my audience knows for a long time now, Susan, I've been saying that Wall Street was at cross purposes with Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying this for years now. And one of the reasons why I've been saying that is because Wall Street demands from public companies a quarterly analyst call, where and they have to stand there with their hat in their hand in front of these analysts and try to make the analysts happy. And I believe you can't make stock analysts happy and also keep a healthy employee base in your company and serve customers the best.
Absolutely.
To the best of your ability.
Totally agree.
I think those two things are exclusive.
Right.
Exclude each other. What do you think?
I totally agree with you, because of that, we end up making very short-term, reactionary, non-strategic decisions, which, to your point, absolutely kills our effort to take care of the employee and take care of the customer. Absolutely.
And is the arch enemy of heart-centered leadership.
Absolutely. Completely the opposite approach.
Yeah. So that's absolutely. So now, folks, now you know those of you who've listened to my show know that I've been saying this for a long time, and that's the reason why when we had the opportunity to talk to Susan about the book she and Joel wrote, that I mean, this is so important. And see, Susan, the reason in a way you may not have thought about this before, but you know, my audience they're small business owners,
right? As I
and
am.
and employees, and guess what? These folks have been doing heart-centered leadership for a long time.
Mm-hmm,
they
mm-hmm.
might not have known that's what it was called,
mm-hmm.
but these are the real people of the marketplace.
Right, exactly. The small business owner is so much better at this than the major corporation typically, because they understand that if you take care of your employees, your associates,
yeah.
they'll take care of the customer, which will take care of your profitability.
They're not just a number or an expense line. They're human beings. We know what they look like, of course.
But
we also
know
their children's names and when their next. We know when the kid's next dental appointment is.
That's exactly right. Which is it's just an added bonus. I mean, when employees know that they're cared about and they feel acknowledged and they're appreciated, they're motivated to work their best for you. And they actually want to work for you. And there's the difference. There's employees out there that have to work for you, and there's ones that want to work for you.
Right.
Big difference, as we all know.
Well, as I say, I think small business owners are already doing this, but you know what? We probably don't really know what we're doing. It's
mm-hmm.
that we're doing it just because small business owners are good people. They're basically good people. They don't focus on their business on a 90-day basis, and they think about it in the long term. They think about relationships with employees and with customers. Those are big deals to them. But help us become a little more intentional and conscious of being
Absolutely.
Heart-centered. How do we do that?
Well, absolutely. There are 7 principles and corresponding virtues to heart-centered leadership. And there are things like, one of the principles is called know thyself. And that is, having this ongoing willingness to look in the mirror and own our strengths and our opportunities and take personal accountability and responsibility for what that is. And the virtue associated to that is a commitment to personal growth. It's this ongoing process of, I know what I'm really good at, I know what I'm not so good at, I need to surround myself by that strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another principle is don't judge or assume, instead come to understand. It's getting out of that place of judgment, which means we don't solve anything, and instead coming to a place of trying to understand why maybe an employee is doing what they're doing. I just don't believe anybody jumps out of bed in the morning and says, gee, I think I'm going to disappoint everybody around me today. Just don't think that's the way it works.
This harmony, folks, this list, I'm going to call it a harmony of principles and virtues, this list of seven of each of those is really, to see them together, side by side, is very impactful, isn't it, Susan?
Yeah, absolutely.
When Susan says them and talks about them, that's one thing. But there's something graphical. There's something graphically impactful about seeing these things, looking at the term letting go as a principle, and looking across and seeing that the virtue is detachment and trust.
Right, exactly. What we know statistically is employees continue to tell us that the number one reason that, or the number one thing they're looking from their managers is trust. And that's
right.
Empowerment. I mean, what's really empowerment mean? It means trust, right, at the end of the day. And they want that. The number one complaint I often hear from employees is micromanagers, right?
Right. And Susan, lack of trust is what got us into where we are right now.
Absolutely.
Trust is what's going to get us out.
Yeah.
There is no greater wellspring of trust than in small businesses.
Right.
And that's the reason why I say small businesses will lead us out of whatever we're in right now.
Oh, absolutely. I realize there's challenging times out there. And then more the reason then that what we're going to need through challenging times is turned on, tuned in, emotionally connected, and highly motivated associates who actually want to work for us.
Yeah.
And so how do we get that, right? And so the seven principles and virtues is really the roadmap to help you get there.
Right, absolutely. And folks, know thyself, don't judge. They need to know what you they need what you need. Letting go, know your impact. Associates, which are employees, have a choice. Care for the heart. When we come back after these messages, we're going to go through these a little bit more because folks, many of these things are things that we've talked about in the past, one at a time, but not all together like this. It's very, very significant, and I really believe that this is going to be helpful to you and to me, the things that Susan talks about and she and Joel talk about in the book. Susan Steinbrecher and Joel Bennett are the authors of Heart-Centered Leadership, and Susan and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Little Sweet Baby Jane's bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Sweet Baby Jim, they call me. 23 after, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I'm going to tell you, folks, we're not going to be gloomy and doomy around here. We're gonna have fun. We're going to be happy. And we're going to be happy warriors as you and I, small business owners, lead this economy out of whatever it is that we're in or going into. You and I are going to do it because we're going to do it with positive reality. We're going to face things with positive reality and heart-centered leadership. Right, Susan?
That's right. Absolutely.
Susan Steinbrecher, ladies and gentlemen, is our friend our new friend and co-author, along with Joel Bennett, of the book Heart-Centered Leadership, An Invitation to Lead from the Inside Out. My websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Susan, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
Absolutely. It's Institute of HCL, which stands for Heart-Centered Leadership, Institute of HCL.com.
All right. And then find the book there, too?
There, as well as Amazon, either one.
Wherever books are sold. Susan, talk to us about this inside out thing, the whole idea of inside out.
The whole concept really is that, you know, there's lots of books out there and there's leadership competencies and all these dimensions, and all of that is really important. But at the end of the day, it comes from within. It comes from this place within yourself that is more virtue and principle based. in terms of just who you are and how you show up as an individual every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference to me between looking at a leadership competency that one can learn, and then the other is coming from within oneself.
You know, there are people out there, Susan, and I know them, and they're good people. They're good human beings, but they're just not good at being touchy-feely. You know what I mean?
Right,
the whole
right.
heart-centered idea kind of puts them off a little bit. Not because they don't like the idea. They just don't know really how to do it.
And they're
good people. They're really good people. And so here's an idea that I have to help those people. See what you think, if this helps. I tried to get them to understand that the best way to be successful is not to try to be successful yourself, but to help the people who support you, your associates, as you call them, your employees, to help them be successful in their assignment. And if you own the company, all that aggregates to you. So it's very profitable. It's a very good business practice to put others first.
Absolutely. And the reality is this. I mean, if everyone was to think about the best boss they ever have, this is a question I often ask people, and in our workshops we also present this. And we say, think about the best boss you ever had in your entire career. And now go back in time and think about that person. And now tell me, what are the behaviors that this person demonstrate? What did they say? What did they do? And then what was the impact that person had on you as a result of those behaviors? We have asked that question to 100 different groups, no matter the level, whether it's a frontline employee all the way to the C-suite, if you would. And what always makes that list time and time and time again is, this boss cared about me. This boss took time for me. This boss empowered me. This boss valued me. This boss believed in me.
But that doesn't mean that boss was your best friend.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing that we find is, what was the impact of that? Oh, well, I wanted to work my absolute hardest for this person.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was crushed if I let this person down. And the thing that's so amazing to me is, again, no matter the group, no matter the size, no matter who we're asking this question to, those are the things that always hit the list. And what never hits the list are things like great strategic thinker, knew how to do a budget, ran a P&L well.
Right.
And even though they probably did all those things well, but that's not what people remember. Well, why is that? Because people remember how they were treated. And based on that, they're motivated to work their very best for you. Now, in a leadership position, I don't know what more you could ask for than to have employees that want to work their hardest for you. I mean, that's the whole point of it. They're there to work for you, and you're there to work for them, and it's basically a win-win proposition. But if they're motivated to perform at their very best, how could you go wrong in a leadership position or in a business?
Right.
You know, this makes perfect sense when you think about
it. Well, and I think one of the things that we need to think of as leaders, we always go to work thinking, I hope my employees don't let me down today.
Right.
But how about going to work and saying, I hope I don't let my employees down today?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about that?
It's like there's something bigger than ourselves out there, and that's what this whole kind of community is. And the thing is, you know, we even, and in our workshops also, ask people to fast forward in time and imagine it's at the very end of their professional career. And it's the night of that retirement party that hopefully someone throws for you because they care that much about you. And the MC wishes to propose the toast. Well, what kind of toast you want to receive?
Right.
Well, you know, what is it? That's the end of it at that point. It's like, what will be your legacy? What do you want to be known for? If you're going to spend about 11,000 days in a working environment, which for the small business, as you know, maybe even be more than
that. It's about 22,000 for us.
Right. It's probably double that in the small business. But the reality is, you know, what is this all about? What do you want to be known for at the end? What will be your legacy? And that's what a big part of heart-centered leadership is, helping you build a legacy to where not only are you giving back to others and they're performing at their best for you, but you're actually having a very rewarding and enriching experience along the way.
Well, and small business owners know that everything that we accomplish in our lives is not always about money and stuff.
Absolutely right.
It's the relationships, it's the things that we do. Otherwise, we'd be working for somebody else. We wouldn't be doing what we do.
That's exactly right.
Give us the website one more time, Susan.
It's instituteofhcl.com.
Heart-Centered Leadership is the book. You got a new book coming out too, haven't you?
Yes, called Roadmap to Success.
And we'll talk about that another day. Hey, Susan, thanks for being here. I hope you come back another day.
I absolutely would love to. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Susan Steinbrecher, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break. Right back with Norm Brodsky right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Still, all that I think of, the things we've done together, while our hearts were young.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.